from KQED.
This corner of Telegraph Avenue is a carnival of students, panhandlers, street artists, and merchants. To the south is People's Park. Across the street is Cafe Mediterranean, once the meeting place of Black Power advocates and other activists. In the bustle, it's easy to miss the 20 people gathered here for the walking tour.
We started hearing stories from older activists in the community, and sometimes they'd be fragmentary, but you'd sit down at a dinner table and you get far enough into the conversation and you just hear some really amazing gems. And I just kind of kept thinking to myself, people need to hear these stories.
That's Anirvan Chatterjee, a tech entrepreneur and an amateur historian. He organizes the Berkeley South Asian Radical History Walking Tour with his wife, Barnali Ghosh, a landscape architect who moved from India to study at Cal.
I am part of that same wave of immigration that is very much focused on being a model minority, on being allowed into this country because you're either smart or have money or will contribute to America in some way, and you will do it in a way that is silent and will not critique the country that has welcomed you. But I think as Indians with a revolutionary past, it's almost a responsibility to speak up.
During the tour, the first of its kind in the country, Chatterjee and Ghosh pass around photographs and old newspaper articles. They even use street theater. Anirvan portrays Karthar Singh Saraba, a Cal student from India who arrived in 1912 and helped create a revolutionary group called the Gadar Party. The party brought together Indian students and farmers in California to protest British rule in India.
Now I'm traveling all over California, talking to Punjabi farmers, speaking in our own language. I think students and farmers need to come together. I think that's the only way our movement will ever succeed.
Armed with weapons, Saraba and a group of 60 men returned to India in 1914. Ghosh continues the story.
An uprising was planned for February 21st of the next year. But before they could carry out their plans, Saraba and the others were betrayed by a spy and arrested in March 1915 and then tried for their role in the planned revolt.
Vineet Khosla is taking the walking tour. He's a software engineer at Apple. Khosla's grandfather was a freedom fighter in India who interacted with Gadar Party members in California.
And the things he told me, I want to research them more before the memory of his words fade from my mind. He passed away last year.
The tour also covers a 1976 protest by Indian students in Berkeley against Prime Minister Indira Gandhi's suspension of elections and civil liberties in India. The 21-month period was known as the emergency. Chatterjee and a few volunteers reenact the protest. They put paper bags over their heads to conceal their identities, as the students did back then.
Down with the emergency! Free India now! Down with emergency! Free India now!
Farooq Basaray is originally from India and a 30-year Bay Area resident.
Well, that was very interesting because I lived through it, but I lived through it in India. And I absolutely had no idea, which was quite revealing, that there was even a movement of any kind in the U.S. and at Berkeley. And as we found out that some of the students were at risk, some of them had come on government scholarships, and those scholarships were at risk. So for them to do that, I thought was quite remarkable.
The tour concludes with the rise in student activism after 9/11. Some South Asian students at Berkeley High School, particularly those who wore headscarves and turbans, feared for their personal safety. Chatterjee explains.
They organized a buddy program, a multiracial buddy program, so that targeted students could look around wherever you are in your classroom. And if you saw one student wearing a green armband, you would know he or she was there to keep you safe.
Preeti Narayanan is on the tour for the second time. This time, she brought along her cousins.
I wanted my cousins who grew up here to know that there's this history, that there is activism, that it's not just about becoming doctors, engineers, and lawyers, that, you know, we do have different passions, and we do go forward with that and follow our passions, and we can make a difference.
That's exactly the point of the tour, Chatterjee and Ghosh say. So far, they've had 27 runs of the tour for more than 300 people. Now they're helping South Asian storytellers and activists in other parts of the country create their own tours. For the California Report, I'm Cynthia Banu in Berkeley.